Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabshachi Bhattacharji. India strongly objected to Pakistan raising the Kashmir issue at a United Nations forum, accusing Islamabad of politicizing the platform, also slammed it for misusing its position as co-chair instead of being unbiased as behooves the position. The remarks were made by India's permanent representative to the UN in New York, P. Harish, in response to comments by Pakistan's permanent representative, Asim Iftikhar Ahmed. Responding to Pakistan's intervention, Mr. Harish criticized the conduct of the co-chair and reiterated India's long-standing position on Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian envoy also spoke about the ongoing review of UN mandates under the UN 80 framework, which aims to improve efficiency across the organization. The Indian embassy in Tehran has issued a revised advisory for Indian nationals in view of the improving security situation in the country. In light of recent positive developments and the improvement in the overall situation, the embassy advised Indian nationals to contemplate about traveling to Iran. According to the advisory, Indian nationals are advised to continue to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran under further notice. The embassy said Indian citizens currently residing in Iran, as well as those required to travel to Iran for unavoidable reasons, are advised to exercise a high degree of caution, remain vigilant, and maintain constant situational awareness. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted the importance of deepening India-South Korea ties amid a challenging global environment, saying that countries with shared values and mutual trust need to work together more closely. In his opening remarks during the meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun in Seoul, he stressed that the current international situation makes cooperation among trusted partners more important than ever. Today's Passport Seva Divas today aims to commemorate the enactment of the Passports Act on 24 June 1967. On the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that the rollout of Passport Seva Program 2.0, introduction of chip-enabled e-passports, opening of new Passport Seva Kendras and Post Office Passport Seva Kendras, and record levels of passport issuances are enhancing ease of travel, expanding access to global opportunities, and empowering citizens. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting a search operations at 5 locations in Delhi in connection with a money laundering case linked to 3,000 kilogram Mundra port drug import case. ED officials say that the searches are being conducted at premises linked to Harpreet Singh Talwar, Shamsuddin, and their associates. In Arunachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall and flash floods have caused widespread damage today at Nipko Colony in Posa Yazali under Kepani district. Authorities are assessing the extent of the damage and further details are awaited. As a result of heavy rainfall in Cape Panure district, the Assam government has placed all its agencies on high alert after heavy rainfall in Arunachal triggered concerns of downstream flooding in Assam. SDRF, NDRF and other emergency response teams have been kept on standby, while district administrations have been directed to closely monitor vulnerable areas and take necessary precautionary measures. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today pay tribute to Rani Durgavati on her martyrdom day. India and United States opened high-level trade talks in New Delhi to salvage and recalibrate a proposed bilateral trade agreement after changes in U.S. tariff policy disrupted a framework negotiated earlier this year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met United States Trade Representative Jamieson Greer and U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Goh in New Delhi yesterday. In West Bengal, at least 5 persons are feared dead and some others are trapped after the roof of an under-construction go-down collapsed near Taratala in Kolkata. Hockey India has announced the 24-member junior women's squad for the exposure tour of the United Kingdom scheduled from July 5 to 14. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.